Glory to Jesus Christ. Elder Arsenie, a beautiful elder from Romania, says that the first enemy on the path of our spiritual progress is us. And in order to make any spiritual progress, we have to renounce our own self. What does that mean, to renounce ourselves? So we hear in the gospel today an example of a very drastic renunciation of self. The Canaanite woman approached Christ by yelling and screaming, demanding from him to heal her daughter. And Christ responds, Christ, who is the most merciful, responded by silence. Then she changed her approach and came with a humble, broken heart and quietly asked Christ, Lord, help me. This is where the conversation with Christ starts. And the woman, already humble, renounces herself completely and compares herself to an irrational dog looking for his master. Maybe we can say to ourselves, well, we are not in this position of that woman in the gospel. We don't have to compare ourselves to any irrational dog. But if we cannot humble ourselves, then we block ourselves from any conversation with God. If we cannot renounce ourselves from our worldly life, then we really cannot expect that we will hear from Christ. He will be silent. Saint Isaac says that to lay the foundation of virtue is nothing is better than for a man to contain himself by means of flight from the affairs of life, and to persevere in the illumined word, which is word of the gospel, of those straight and holy paths. Even that word which is in the spirit of the psalmist named a lamp, meaning that when we read the Bible, when we read the scriptures, each word can and will become a light by which we are guided to holiness. Saint Isaac writes mainly for monks and for those who have dedicated themselves on a radical path of spiritual life. What does it mean? What does this mean for us to live in a world? Everyone is called to holiness, and the gospel message is the same, monks and us, even if the paths are very diverse. The fact that we do not have the vocation to a consecrated life does not mean that we are exempted from the effort to achieve holiness. And we have to admit that this advice of Saint Isaac can be applied to a relatively large extent in our lives as well. This difficult challenge leads our life to simplicity. We are supposed to free ourselves from the world in a very certain way. We need to recognize and get rid of unnecessary weight that keeps us away from ascending to heaven. And this unnecessary weight does not even have to be anything sinful. Material things, things that keep us away from prayer morning and evening, things that keep us away from attending feast day liturgies and Sundays. All these things gather up which hold us down to the earth and do not allow us to ascend to God and have a one-on-one conversation with him. A priest once shared with me, with the permission of his spiritual son, their discussion. He made it as an example to me, and he said that this priest gave a guidance to his spiritual son to write down every aspect of his life on a piece of paper for a whole week. and to see how much time that the spiritual son is spending on the individual activities daily. Later, this spiritual son came back to this priest, and he said that how much time he could gain by eliminating a few unnecessary activities from his life. It is not easy. We have become addicted to numerous forms of relaxation, and we seek and enjoy many entertainments, and because of that, silence and solitude has ceased to be part of our life. Silence and solitude, that Christ, where God rests and waits for us, is not existent. These two, silence and solitude, are the most and absolutely necessary for our spiritual life. Saint Isaac sees the use of this silence in such immersion in God's word that we can say that from the verse of Psalm 119, without shame, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It is the same verse that we sing at the funeral when we have this discussion, or when we are part of the discussion of Christ talking to the deceased. And the deceased replies, your word, your gospel was my lamp. And because of you, I can achieve or get eternal life. The advice of Saint Isaac, which is in line with the words of all great teachers on spiritual life, can surprise us with its determination. It can also, and it will become, an uncomfortable mirror in which we see whether we are with God or not. Carrying out this advice will always be difficult, because we have to fight against our comforts. But sooner or later, this effort will be accompanied by sweetness, consolation, to fulfillment that our soul desires and needs. We cannot become our own enemy. When we get rid of unnecessary things and plans out of our life, a certain freedom comes that allows us to enter into deeper relationship with Christ. When we humble ourselves, and when we renounce ourselves as did the woman in the gospel today, we will be able to start a conversation with God. And then we will be able to enter this little corner of paradise, even here on earth. Glory to Jesus Christ.